This program is titled A Hike to Heart Lake. And I'm going to start off with a picture here of Heart Lake as you will see it at the end of the hike. And to give you a little information to start out with, the distance from the village to Heart Lake is 4 miles, so it makes a round trip of 8 miles, and it's an easy hike for a day, and it's the most popular hike from the village that takes you into the wilderness area. The time to get to Heart Lake, you should, if you're just a normal hiker, expect to arrive there in 2 hours. And you'll have plenty of time then for eating your lunch and turn around and come back and be back in time for dinner. The change in elevation is only about 800 feet above the village itself, so the grade is very gentle except for the last quarter to a half a mile just before you come to the lake. It steepened somewhat, but nevertheless is not too difficult. Now, what I want you to see in this is a series of opportunities that you have for taking pictures and for enjoying the trail as you hike from the village up to Heart Lake and back in a day. This first slide shows the valley of Holden and the Holden Village in the right hand side of the picture in the bottom of the valley, and looking on up to where you see a speck in the bottom of the canyon, which is actually the falls just below Heart Lake. Notice that the major mountain here is Bonanza Mountain, and the trail will take you up along the bottom of the valley up to Heart Lake. This is a view starting out from the village. You see the tailings on the left and Copper Mountain, and as you head up the trail you simply follow the road going through the village, Main Street, and just go on up along the creek. This particular poll shows that Heart Lake is about 4 miles from here and points you in the direction right from the Chalet Circle here. And this was a marker that we had before we had a hike house, and had no information other than what you found on this particular poll. So in the early 60s, this was our guiding post. This is the main street going up through the village, and you head up the trail, and that'll take you in the direction of Heart Lake. To the left, as you pass through the village, you can see the water wheel that was constructed just across the Railroad Creek on the opposite side, which operated from the water coming out of Copper Creek. This is Railroad Creek, and we're at the village level now, and you can see the old footbridge just up the creek a little ways here from the village proper. And clear at the background is North Star Mountain, and the mountain with all of the snow on it, and we'll be following that with Dumbbell Mountain on the left and Bonanza Mountain on the right. Footbridge as it exists today, you go by that and keep on going past Buckskin Mountain, and then heading on in the direction of the upper part of Railroad Creek Valley. As you come to the old mining village This is one of the walls of rock that is still standing, and you see this as you come to the village. And as you look across from this point, you have the view of Copper Mountain and the tailings from the early operation of the Holden Mine. The village proper can be seen from this picture and looking across the tailings to Buckskin Mountain, and you notice in the immediate foreground a part of an old foundation of one of the homes that was occupying this area during the time that the mine was in operation. Here is a detail of an old stove, and this is visible today as you hike through the area of the old village just above the main part of Main Street here before you get into the wilderness area. Another view of the village proper where people lived, there were 100 homes in this area, and you can see the foundations that still exist, and this is an area that you may wish to explore. On the left, again across from the footbridge, is the River Sauna, and this is built for recreational purposes, and you notice the plunge pool right outside of it. And this is a picture of it as it was being built. And it's a beautiful log cabin structure, and you enjoy taking a look at that. As you work your way through the village, one of the things that you quite often see are deer, and in this case a very young fawn. And we see a number of these in the village from time to time. Further on up the trail, here is another deer that's working its way into the trees and into the wilderness area. You go by the ballpark and then the forest camp, which is here, and just beyond this, which is about 3/4 of a mile up the road, you come to the wilderness area. And the wilderness will be marked by a sign stating that it is the wilderness area. And earlier we had a registration point here. Now you register for your hike at the hike house and get on the list before you leave the village proper, so you don't have to stop at this point and register. You work your way up the trail, heading in the direction of Heart Lake, and you see that it's a nice wide trail, beautifully laid out and marked, and it's an ideal trail to hike. Many flowers and flowering shrubs along the route as you go from the village in the direction of Heart Lake. Paintbrush here are very prominent in the lower end of the trail, and as are other flowers, so you can keep your eye open for a lot of beautiful flowers as you hike along the trail. If you're lucky enough, you may run across a grouse. This is a grouse that was right on the trail, and you can see that she has her chicks with her here, and the next picture shows grouse and some of the grouse family as we were hiking right up the trail, and they're very tame and they hardly get out of your way if you happen to run across them. Here is Bufo boreas, which is a large toad. And you very often see these along the trail, and it's a very characteristic toad that occupies this particular valley and area. This is my pet rock, and you can see here that there's a nice fault that cuts through this particular rock, and it tells us something of the history of the of the area, and much of the geology is related to very complex rocks that are exposed in this area, but beautiful to observe, and you see these well exposed all along the trail. As you get farther up the trail, you come to the Beaver Ponds, a very extensive group of ponds that were formed by beaver damming up the railroad creek above Holden Creek and below Hard Lake. And it's rather rare to be able to spot a beaver, but this happens to be one that you can see in the picture here. As you get to the lower end of Hard Lake, and to the upper end of the Hard Lake Trail, you come to this waterfall, which is draining Railroad Creek out at the end of Hard Lake. Hard Lake lies just beyond this rise and just back of those trees. Here you see now we're higher on the trail, where you can look down at Railroad Creek, leaving Hard Lake, and then the main expanse of Hard Lake itself. Beyond Hard Lake, there's a very prominent flat valley that constitutes a very large meadow that's above Hard Lake. Here to the right of Hard Lake is the lower slopes of Bonanza Mountain. And you can see the rock is very much exposed here because the glaciers have simply cleaned off all of the loose material, and the lake in the immediate foreground is so clear at this point, and the water so smooth that you see a reflection in the lake proper. Looking back now from up above Hard Lake and looking down the valley, you can see the route which you have traveled with the tailings down at the area just opposite the main part of Holden Village. And so you observe the scooped out nature of this as it was produced by the ice moving down through the valley and forming this very prominent glacial trough. Right at Hard Lake, one of the things you can see is the glacial polish, because the rock is cleaned off and polished by the ice moving large rocks over the surface of the rock and simply polishing it down to a smooth surface. Above Hard Lake are a series of waterfalls coming down off of Bonanza Mountain, where the snow and ice will be melting all summer long. And so you have a beautiful series of waterfalls and slide and cascades and rapids as you get just above the upper end of Hard Lake proper. This is a view looking further up the valley above Hard Lake to Crown Point Falls, which is again Railroad Creek coming down over the next ledge, which lies above Hard Lake. So Hard Lake is a scooped out area along Railroad Creek, and this falls then rises to the next lake, which would be Lyman Lake, and we'll deal with that on another series of slides. But at this point, Hard Lake is our main objective, and we look at the flowers of the meadows here and enjoy the time that we have around the lake and observing various kinds of things, and then work our way back to the village proper. And now you're back at Main Street. And of course, one of the things that has happened, if you left in the morning and you come back in the afternoon, the bus from the The Lady of the Lake has arrived, the luggage is here, and after lunch is over, people will be settling into their rooms and getting ready for the afternoon and evening. And as we come to the end of this particular hike, it's sunset, and you see a good reflection of the clouds as you look up the valley with Dumbbell showing on the left, and Main Street here as the dust settles in. So this is a hike to Heart Lake, and you will enjoy this as a 4-hour hike that is well worth your time, and I would recommend it to you. Thank you very much, and this concludes our presentation photo opportunities and a few comments about hiking to Heart Lake. My name is Rudy Edmond, and if there are things that we can answer about this further, please let us know or check with the hike guides. Thank you very much.